Peruvian Metal is the news today. That's PER on the Toronto Venture Exchange. DUVNF and the OTC Pinks in the state as they achieve record fourth quarter throughput in 2020 at their Aguila Norte processing plant in northern Peru. Here to run through the details, CEO Jeff Reeder. Hey, Jeff, appreciate the time and update here. Pretty nice piece of news for the company. Looks like a pretty good year for PER. I want you to run through the latest numbers here on the record fourth quarter and the challenges that the COVID pandemic presented, or maybe the numbers could have even been better.
Okay, thanks, Rob. Well, as we all know, governments put restrictions on work during 2020. In Peru, we were shut down from March 16th to July 27th, about 4.5 months. So, you know, we had about 7 months of processing. And we had numbers less than 219, but the fourth quarter showed almost a two-thirds increase in throughput through our plant, showing that you know, we're back in business, back in processing, and we had a good year. We've kept our G&A down. We've let go a few people that we had to, but I think starting 2021, we're starting off on a very solid footing. We normally don't process mineral during January 2021 because we process all the mineral up to the end of 2020. Then we take usually a month off for everybody. But since we're processing and we're creating very good concentrates for our clients, we're going to be starting up again in January. And we expect a very good first quarter in January 2021.
Well, certainly good news there. I'm sure music to shareholders' ears gets you out the gate a little quicker. So you see 2021 shaping up, Jeff. I know part of the plan has been to move PER from more of a toll mining operation into working your own ore. How do you see that going in 2021?
Okay, so we are going to start processing our own mineral from the Palta Dorada property, which we own a 50% interest in. And that's high-grade copper, gold, and silver. And that's located near our plant. We will process a small amount in the first quarter while we're still processing other people's mineral, but we will increase that production. We also are looking at, we've entered into a couple agreements with a couple miners right now. We're just doing our due diligence with the metallurgical work and on their under permits as well. And that will start moving into our plant sometime in the first quarter or second quarter. But we're going to move away. We're going to gradually move away from processing third-party ore. We're going to keep one of our clients. Our clients, one of he's always there. We're going to probably process, give him, you know, 50% of the capacity at these levels, which is about 1,500 tons a month. And we will be looking for other clients in the first quarter, but we will shift in the second and third and fourth quarter towards our own mineral purchasing and our own mineral from our own properties, where we are actually associating with small miners and mining contractors to extract mineral. If we do that, we're going to be our margins are going to be are increasing because we are we'll be owning the concentrate and selling the concentrate. We're some of the miners that we're working for that were processing their mineral, they're making good money because they are selling their concentrates. And one of the miners that we're doing, I mean, he's been selling his concentrates on an average of over 160 ounces of silver per ton and 50% zinc and almost 50% lead. So he's making money. We need to switch from always processing other people's minerals to our own mineral, which we're doing for. But we were. You know, last year, 2020 was a difficult year, but we've kept the people, our people employed and paid, and we're paying down our debt. And we, you know, despite of the 4.5 month shutdown, we had a good year. We had a very good year, and we expect a much better year in 2021. And if we can keep the our plant about 70-75% full in the first few months, that's going to show record profits for next year.
Well, certainly exciting times for PER. Before I let go here, Jeff, how do you get PER to that next level? Is there talk of expanding the plant when you get to a certain threshold? And if so, is that done just simply through cash flow, or do you go do a capital raise and show the market that you can, put out more concentrate equals more ounces? Or how do you see this going? How do you get PER to that next level?
We have a bottleneck, and the bottleneck is that we are producing a lot of concentrate from our mineral sources. To dry the concentrate, you have to have these large areas that it takes a few days to dry. So sometimes they get filled up, and then we have to, put the plant on standby for 5 or 10 days or a week as we dry the mineral, and then the client comes in, picks up the mineral, and ships it for transport. So what we need to do is we need to build, and we've already laid these out, and we've got the engineering plans done. We couldn't do that last year because of the restrictions, but we will build more drying areas, and this takes some time to do it, but we can do it in the first quarter. And what that will do is we'll go from, doing about 2,000 tons a month on average to about 3,000 tons a month, because we need that extra drying areas. And we will be able to do that from cash flow. We weren't going to go raise money to do that. And we got enough cash flow coming in on this that I don't plan on going to raise money, issuing more stock for this. We can expand the operation through cash flow. And that's very favorable for all stockholders, because, that business is paying for itself. And if it's paying for itself, then it's obviously to shareholder. It's for the shareholders' best interest that we don't need to go raise money and dilute our positions as they are already.
Well, certainly a responsible position to take. So I appreciate that update again. That's Jeff Reeder. He's the CEO of Peruvian Metals. That's PER on the Toronto Venture Exchange, DUVNF OTC, Pink's in the States. And we'll certainly look forward to checking back in with Jeff and PER as news warrants.